Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live from Fort Fest 2021 here at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. And you know, one of the things I love most about the Porcupine Freedom Festival and about Fort Fest in general is that it brings libertarians that you have met over the internet and that you may have known for years into a single place where you can actually meet them in person. And that's the case here. I'm being joined by Tom Knapp. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. Now, you're involved in so many different projects that it would take pretty much the entire segment to list all of them. Like, the main one I know you from is probably going to be
William Lloyd Garrison Center for Libertarian Advocacy Journalism.
Right.
Which is a very big name for me and one other guy writing op-eds that we submit to newspapers to try to get a libertarian viewpoint into your old-style newspapers, who are slowly dying, and they like free content, and we
sure
like getting a libertarian message out. So
awesome. Well, you also are involved in the Rational Review, which is a subscription that I've been, you know, subscribed to for 4, 5, 6 years now, where you aggregate content from all over the internet, and you give them new headlines that are more accurate to what the story is actually saying than what Fox News chose to call it or what MSNBC chose to call it. And to me, that's always been one of the best parts of the Rational Review, is seeing how you guys rewrite the headlines to be more accurate.
We try. You know, the mainstream media will use the government's language for what the government did. And, you know, so, no, it's not a settlement. It's a bribe to the regulators. It's not... we seized this, as we stole this.
Right.
Things like that. I'm very proud of Rational Review News Digest because it is the oldest daily email roundup of news and commentary for libertarians. It goes all the way back to 1991 when it started as LiberNet.
Okay, that's a long history.
Yes.
That's like 30 years.
I started working on it in 94 or 95. By then, a site that no longer exists called freemarket.net was doing it. They called it Freedom News Daily, and they bought LiberNet out and incorporated it. Then they went bankrupt, so I and some of the other people who worked on Freedom News Daily started Rational Review News Digest the day after the bankruptcy happened, and we all came to work and couldn't work.
Right.
And then when they went bankrupt, they sold all their assets, and the International Society for Individual Liberty bought Freedom News Daily and published for a couple of years, and then came to us and said, would you guys just do it? So we actually published two newsletters. They're the same newsletter. One's called Rational Review News Digest, and one's called Freedom News Daily. It's the same content, just two different labels that go out to different lists. And we've been doing that since 2002.
I know, you know, that's the best way for me to stay up to date on what's actually going on with the world is that, you know, each morning at about 7 a.m. or so, I receive an email from Rational Review just showing the most pertinent of the last 24 hours of news stories. There's usually about 30 of them. Then there's a bunch of, actually, I guess there's close to about 20 news stories, and then about 20 opinion pieces, and then podcasts and videos. So it's a lot of content for you and one or two other people to consume and digest and present to people in a simple and easy to digest way.
Well, it's down to two of us. It started out as four of us doing the content and one guy helping with tech support. But people retired and died. And
sure.
Our criterion is, will libertarians find this interesting? So not like the opinion pieces. They aren't all libertarian pieces. There's left-wing and right-wing stuff, but maybe it's on a controversial topic that's, you know, here's what this leftist thinks or this conservative that the...
I know when I followed it most closely, there was a lot of Scott Adams being included. I think that's his name, the guy who created Dilbert. And he still got a lot of really good content, but, you know, he's certainly not a libertarian, but it is interesting content for a libertarian.
Well, we're down to two people, myself and Steve Trinward, and Steve is a big Scott Adams fan.
Okay.
Me, not so much. And for a while, he was really, you know, every morning he was putting in Scott Adams' podcast. We still do occasionally.
Okay.
I don't know if he got bored with it. I got bored with it kind of quickly. But, yeah, we'll run, you know, in our list of podcasts, we'll have the day's episode of the Tom Woods Show. Almost always, every day, Pre-Talk Live, the previous night's show, we'll have the link to the MP3.
I see that. I appreciate that, by the way. That's awesome.
Oh, you guys sponsored us once, you know, a little donation and stuff. But it's also, it's just my favorite. It's the only radio show I listen to, talk radio.
Okay. I think it's about the only one I listen to as well. I mean, I've never really liked sitting around listening to podcasts and stuff like that because there's usually something more productive I can be doing.
Well, I'm covering 10 to 15 podcasts a day.
Yeah, that's why you mental.
I listen to Free Talk Live, and then maybe I pick one other and listen to the whole thing while I'm working.
Okay, that makes sense.
I couldn't possibly listen to all the podcasts I cover. I just look at them and this libertarians are going to be interested in this. It's Dave Smith or it's or you know some of the other podcasts, National Review, conservative podcasts, but maybe they're on an interesting topic.
Okay,
and that, I mean that's just what we do. Steve and I is every day.
Do you still occasionally argue with each other in the editor's notes?
We kind of cut back on that because some of our readers. Whichever side of the arguments they are on, we're like, we're tired of watching you guys pick at each other. You know, I just kind of cut. Usually, if we're arguing, it's because he put in an editor's note that I disagreed with, not vice versa. He hardly ever argues with me.
Okay.
But I see something, and I'm like, Steve, you're wrong. And here's why. And,
see, but that gave it so much character and so much more motivation for people to subscribe. I mean, that was the way I felt about it. At least I guess I'm in the minority, but I enjoyed it.
I'm glad we have a fan.
Yeah. It was like, here's the updated, more accurate headline, and here's the two editors having it out about what the article actually says. And it's like, perfect.
I enjoy it. I still enjoy it after, and I guess I've been working on it for almost 20 years, including the previous editions. It's not the thing that I make the most personal money from, but it's probably the thing I spend the most time on it. We hardly ever miss a day. Even if we miss an email, there's still a web edition.
Right.
Because we got the content in.
Yeah, Sundays used to be, I think it was Sundays that were web only.
It's usually Fridays.
Okay, maybe.
And that's because we have more content. On Thursday night, I go in and I'm like, I'm going to find everything instead of having to be selective.
Okay.
So instead of 20 news stories and 30 commentaries and 10 or 15 podcasts, it'll be 37 news stories and 77 commentaries. And,
oh, goodness.
You know,
okay. A bit much for an email.
Well, yeah, that's exactly it. I'm selective during the week because I'm sending out an email that will be truncated by most email clients and all that. And then Friday, I'm like, okay, we get people to the website. That actually increases donations because then there's an easy clickable link to support us.
Oh, nice. Clever.
You know. And they come to the website to look at it instead of, they get an email telling them.
Okay.
Instead of the content in the email is, you know, go to the website today.
Now, you also do, as we talked about, the William Lloyd Garrison Center. What is the URL for that, and what sort of things do you talk about on that?
It's thegarrisoncenter.org. I've always been a guy who writes letters to the editor and op-eds. And in 2009, the Center for a Stateless Society came to me and said, can you do something like Jacob Kornberger used to do at the Future of Freedom Foundation? We write op-eds, we submit them to lots of newspapers, we don't charge them a fee, but the goal is to get our message out in the newspapers.
Sure.
So I built an op-ed operation for them, and eventually we kind of came to an ideological parting of the ways, and so I said, okay, I'm going to go do this by myself with maybe one or two other people. And so three times a week, there, you know, whatever's in the news that people care about,
right,
there's a 400 to 500 word op-ed piece with a libertarian viewpoint on the issue, and I send it to about 1,400 U.S. newspapers.
Wow. Okay.
And if it's something of international interest, another 1,000 newspapers around the world. And usually, you know, usually five or ten newspapers will pick it up, and some will run it in their web edition, and some will even run it in print. And then we'll have some big hits.
That is awesome. Check out Tom. He's over at thegarrisoncenter.org or rationalreview.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
go check it out. Both of them are highly valuable sources of information. Thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me.
It was a thrill to finally meet you. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live from Fork Fest 2021 here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. We're here at Rogers Campground until July the 4th. There's still plenty of time for you to come down and hang out with us. But word of advice, don't get hammered and then jump a 7-foot fence and go swimming at 1 o'clock in the morning. It doesn't end well. It didn't end badly, but wow, that water was cold, dude. Instant Wide awakening. Don't recommend it. 0 out of 10. With us now, though, is Ernie Hancock of Declare Your Independence. How's your festival been going, Ernie?
It's been awesome. You know, we got here Friday night, so we got a day or two just kind of hang, and so it filled up fast.
It looks like a lot of people arrived here the weekend before the Porcupine Freedom Festival started.
It steadily built, and I think probably it maxed out. Well, it kept growing until Saturday night, the big party, and then mm-hmm. people started leaving Sunday, and there's still a lot of people here for Fork Fest. I mean, this is a crowd, man. They go, and we're camping.
Yeah, but by the time I got here the night before the Porcupine Freedom Festival started, it felt like full swing. Everything. It felt like a normal year on Thursday, because usually people get out here for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and head out Sunday. But by the time, and the festival hadn't even started yet, just
well,
all of the lights, all of the people, it was
I mean, there's always been a pre-party to the Porcupine Freedom Festival of people arriving and hanging out and setting up and, you know, reintroducing themselves to one another. The thing is, you know, no one calls that anything. I think it was called Spork Fest one year or something. I don't recall exactly.
It was Somalia Fest.
Well, Somalia Fest became Fork Fest.
Right.
Which then moved to behind.
Pirate Fest and Fork Fest and, you know, so on. And it was just a lot of the people, you know, they like it up here.
Yeah.
They come early, stay late, and might as well have a thing. I mean,
well, it makes sense. If you're taking the week off to attend Pork Fest, then you're off on Saturday and Sunday. Might as well come up here Friday evening, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what a lot of people do, and I'm almost certain that, you know, throughout the next year I'm going to be promoting Fork Fest as June 18th through June the 30th because of that. That way we have a way to label that pre-party and the after-party.
Mm-hmm.
But it all depends on what the Porcupine Freedom Festival does. I know Angie, who hosts the show with us occasionally, tried to reserve her RV site for next year and was told that she couldn't until she proved that she had bought a Pork Fest ticket for next year.
Yeah,
possible they're going right back to renting out the entire campground.
Apparently they are pulling back from the decentralized method that they had this year. Which
well, we don't know that.
They saw all that money out there and it didn't go through them.
Well, we don't know that they're doing that. It's just speculation at this point. You know, there could just be some confusion on behalf of Rogers Campground. I reached out to Dennis Pratt to find out, you know, what's actually going on, and he basically answered something like, well, is Angie trying to attend Pork Fest without buying a ticket? So I clarified she's trying to be at Rogers Campground while the event is happening. Does that require her to have a ticket, is my question, because if it does, then you done goofed. Again, going right back to buying out the entire campground and organizing everything, and it'll be just a few years before park rangers are patrolling and searching people's cars again.
Mm.
You know, this is, it was really obvious over the last few years, is when it first started, cause I've been coming since 08. This is like 13 or something for me. I mean, you know, and I never really plan on coming. I just always come. You know?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That's just how it works. It's like salmon and rivers and stuff. But the what happened, you could see it happen. They call it Agora Alley. When, in the early days, it was down, as you go down to the pavilion, you have this big campground of hundreds of sites, and they all funnel down to the bottom where you go to the main pavilion and so on.
Yeah, well, so everyone going down to the main pavilion passes by those sites.
Exactly. So they just, like, that's where, you know, we have, what was it, the baklava guy, which was, you know, the bacon train wreck, PETA freaking heart attack thing that they were making back in the day. And you had, these people did fantastic in food sales.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's always food, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then the next year they go, hell, man, I'm going to make some bank. I'll do that. Crap, man, I can flip a burger.
Right.
You know, so the Agora Alley, this one trail that was down closest, all of a sudden all the vendors started going there. Then it was two lanes and three lanes, and the Alley became Agora Valley, you know?
Yeah.
And then they go, hey, man, you know, we'll just buy up these spots and sell them at a premium.
Right.
You know, then it turned in the last few years, it was vacant. There was a single, they said, never mind, we'll move over here.
That was like 2 years ago, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was blank, you know, for like 2-3 years in a row. It just got to where it was, those, where Agora Valley was, nobody camped there.
Right.
It was just empty.
Well, because they were charging too much for the spots. They weren't charging Rogers campground rates.
They were trying to control it. They were trying to glean from it. They were trying to look at all these people that we brought. Gosh darn it, man. We need to, you know, increase our bank account. You know, we got to take care of business. Because their focus has been their focus is, they say, is to encourage moving. That is the main thing. They want to have a budget. They want to get people here. You came here so you could witness this great thing and move here. You want to live here. You want to come to New Hampshire.
Yeah, but that's...
And we're going to make money on you, you know, doing that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know, it's fine. I don't have a problem with it. But what happened was people go, okay, well, you know, we'll do that. But we'll go ahead and stay, either come the week earlier or the week after,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll just, you know, do what we want. And there, and then right. that competition kind of... And then COVID last year, mm-hmm. what they did is they go... well, we're going to kind of decentralize. They didn't really have a choice. You know, there wasn't whether you were even going to have it, how it was going to be done. And just, you know, my encouragement has been just Porkfest is in the campground. There's all these different hubs. So this year they go, well, we'll support that. We'll just, all right, everybody, you got the Silk Road, that this one, so you're not walking through everybody's campground all the time. You just walk through these people's campground that know that the Silk Road, which was a chalk line. They just right. ran, and I really appreciate
that. Oh, is that,
chalk
that's
line.
What the point of the chalk was?
That's what yeah. the chalk line was.
I didn't realize
that for yep. a long time. That's the Silk Road. That's how you go. And that's how
I just walked up to
Babs at the end of the Silk mm-hmm. Road. That's the only way I can find it. You know?
I mean, you're here at a festival. You got to expect people are just going to walk through your campsite instead of going all the way
it's
around.
True.
I mean,
it's true.
So they created that, and then people would actually purchase on the Silk Road because people were going by.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm going, that was a cool idea, you know, and you just let the market, you know, deal, and you provided an 8-inch wide road, you know, for them to go, which I appreciated, by the way, because it helped me find crap and
sure.
find my way home and, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well.
And this has been a really good experiment. What happened years ago, a decade ago, when Porkfest started talking about going 501c3 and we're going to in business and we got rules and stuff.
Well, I mean, they had no shortage of money. There was a sponsorship this year of the main pavilion that cost $10,000. You don't get your money's worth at that rate. It's basically just a donation, and here's a few perks that you don't really care about. They have no shortage of money. They just have to be misspending it and making stupid decisions with it.
Well, you got to find out what their reasoning is, what's their goal. And they want to have a good representation of whatever it is that they want, which is the Free State Project.
Mm-hmm.
And Porkfest is probably, you know, they don't want it to be lost in the hubbub that it is Free State. It's for them to get you to come move. It's meeting relationships, and they got, you know, the new movers or the first-time attenders, or they'll come in and they'll indoctrinate you into, you know, what everything's about. And
well, the taste of freedom seems to be the best way of motivating people to be here, to come here.
But when they eliminate
that and they become this tyrannical regime that, you know, doesn't let people have a good time, you kind of lose the freedom aspect and you lose the appeal. Like, why would I come here when libertarians are just as harsh in their rule as, you know, governor, whoever. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Surfside, Florida building official who gave the condo that collapsed a clean bill of health as recently as November 2018 has been placed on leave from his current job, as the interim building official from Doral, Florida said. The search and rescue operation continues as 150 people are unaccounted for. The chairman of the Miami-Dade Board of County Commissioners, Jose Diaz, joins Your World with Neil Cavuto to discuss the rescue mission.
They hear some types of noise tapping noises and stuff like that. What that noise actually is, they haven't really stated, but I do know that they have that hope.
On a radio program, former President Donald Trump says he plans to decide if he'll run for president again in 2024, right after the 2022 midterm elections. USA Radio News. U.S. troops in Syria are forced to defend themselves, from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
U.S. troops in eastern Syria came under rocket fire on Monday night, shortly after President Biden ordered airstrikes against Iran-backed militia groups embedded in the Iraq-Syria border region. Colonel Wayne Morado, a spokesman for the U.S.-led mission in Syria, said U.S. forces responded to the rocket fire in self-defense by firing back at rocket-launching positions. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden back at the White House after taking a road trip to La Crosse, Wisconsin on Tuesday to promote his bipartisan infrastructure agreement. Biden saying the plan will replace tens of thousands of lead pipes.
We have thousands of miles of pipeline. The vast majority of those pipes are 60 years old, some of them more than 80 years old. A lot of them are leaking.
Biden also grabbing an ice cream cone in the Badger State. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, normally talk radio that you control, but of course we're not in the studio. We are at ForkFest 2021. We're here until July the 4th, so you still have plenty of time to come check it out. As far as we can tell, Rogers Campground is not sold out as they were during the Porcupine Freedom Festival. There's plenty of motel rooms available, RV sites available, and even camping sites available. Get down here. We're here until July the 4th. Now, you two were just talking about IPSF.
IPFS.
What is
that? Planetary file system.
Okay. Already off in the weeds. Good start.
Okay, no. This is, I'll explain it to you. It's really easy. I found that my whole thing was I could see this censorship crap coming from 09.
Right.
You know, right after the Lovolution and the best minds, the most entertaining, the most information, and you're not allowed. You know? And a lot of people got wind of it here in just the last couple of years. I go, no, it started right away, man. Mm-hmm. Once the Lovolution got out of hand, they're like,
well,
hell
I mean,
no.
It has ramped up like crazy. Like, at this point, it's like, well, whatever the CDC said today right. is what you better not talk about.
A
the opposite
time.
Of, yeah. You know, or you will be kicked off of this platform,
so
and
this
we will
is,
delete all your data.
I'm the bumper sticker guy. I mean, just skip to the end. You know,
yeah.
This is my deal. I go, look, I just want to be able to save ones and zeros, put them somewhere, and be able to, anybody and myself at least, be able to access those ones and zeros from anywhere and do what I want.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how hard is this? I mean, you got to, you know, in the Amazon cloud doesn't allow, you know, whatever. Shut up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I need...
Well, library is free of censorship.
Right up until the SEC comes after you and we know where your brick and mortar is and you're in
sure.
court.
They can take out Jeremy Kaufman, but they can't stop library itself.
If they do library.app. You know, you got to get off of the grid, you know. So this is what we were looking for. And Derek Slopey from Agris Hosting is the IT behind Freedom's Phoenix and the show and all that kind of stuff, and super freaking genius guy that has enough bulldozer grease under his fingernails. He's like, I got plan to do, man. I can't be coding all the time. But the so he would help and make sure this stuff happens, and we got teams and people working on it. But he came to me a few years ago and he says, all this stuff that you're talking about, he goes, I think IPFS is... It was a couple of years later before I even found out it was a thing from Filecoin. Because I don't pay. I'm not a geek. I don't give a crap. You know, I can store ones and zeros, and I can access them, and anybody can, and they can't stop it. Well, what the hell are we waiting on, man? You know, let's get on it. So what we did is I do a weekly show with James Corbett for years. And he understood this. He's going, yeah, they're coming, man. I can't believe, you know, I'm not deplatformed yet. Well, that came, and I'm like, woo, you made it, you know.
Okay, but what is IPFS?
Okay, what it is how we're using it. I'll just tell you what's going on. We go to James. I said, we need a sitemap. You know, so he goes, yeah, whatever. He looks it up and did, okay, boom. It did a sitemap on my site. He sent that to Derek. 18 hours later, his entire site was on IPFS, and you can't take it down. You know, okay. So what happens is...
So it's sort of a decentralized network?
Decentralized network.
Yeah.
And what it is nodes. The way I understand it is that when you load up a file onto your IPFS-enabled computer, it's a desktop on here. I use it on ThinkPenguin, Linux, and IPFS desktop, and you just do it. Or we have what we call pirate boxes, which are Raspberry Pis, just to show how simple and easy and cheap this is. A Raspberry Pi with a pirate box, you know, software on it. I'm able to take any logo, any file, any picture, anything, load it up to the network, but you want to pin it to where you always have one server that always has that data available. So when anybody asks for that name file, not a location, because when you do, you know, like Free Talk Live, that's a number. That's a DNS number. That's your IP number. That's a location.
You mean freetalklive.com?
.com.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you go to freetalklive.com, you'll have a location. It's an address of a server on a rack somewhere.
An IP address.
It has, you know, this is exactly where you send the Hellfire missile, okay? This is where it is.
Sure.
This is the brick and mortar. This is the link that you need to sever. You know, this is where you need to have your FBI ready.
Well, that's becoming increasingly more difficult with Free Talk Live. I mean, we're decentralizing in some pretty major ways. We actually have a new website design that we hope to roll out in the near future. It's technically live already, but it's not encompassing the entire Free Talk Live.
You guys are a neon flashing example of why you need this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what we did is we go, all right, if we are able to platform, not just individuals putting files up and so on, but if you can take an entire site and move it over, well, that's called IPNS, the naming system. You have a static address. So if you go on freedomsphoenix.com, and we're still developing, but it's really working. So we should probably promote it more now, and that's what we're going to be doing starting this Friday, Black Market Fridays, every Friday. You need to learn how to freaking do this every Friday. You know, don't. You know, run the Walmart or order Amazon, use
crypto, cash, silver
to get something.
You're getting off track. We still need to know what IPFS is.
Because IPFS allows for this. Because when we'll use Corbett as an example. He gave us a sitemap, so we took his entire... You don't even ask people. I mean, you know, it's Lou Rockwell, Dr. Mercola, Dell Bigtree's Highwire. I mean, a lot of these people were having problems, and they were censoring. We go, I'll take care of that. Don't worry about it. Boom. We bring over the entire site, and it has all hashes. So now we have to have search. Well, Colin Pape from Presearch is working with us. We're up to $7,500 in bounty for, you know, different features that we're adding to it because it keeps coming faster and faster. It's Internet 3.0 kiss my ass. Mm-hmm. I mean,
what's the advantage of using this versus just having your content on the Tor network?
Tor is a possibility, but you have to use special browsers, and it's slower because it bounces around a lot. And Tor is a possibility, and we have a fulfillment for the Raspberry Pis is coming from Start9 Labs, which has a Raspberry Pi embassy that uses Tor, so that you can have anywhere in the world, if it's connected to the Internet, you put it in the ceiling tiles of the Starbucks and hack into there, whatever the hell, you know, as you got power and an Internet connection, you can save your files there. You can access them. You can do whatever. whatever. So it was a small step. We were at Float Fest, and one of the guys that was their social media going out doing guru festival guy is a longtime listener of the show, and he goes, I know Ernie wants this one, you know.
Sure.
So he goes, here, Ernie, let me show you what we're doing. I'm like, you're my new best friend. Okay, now we got fulfillment, you know, for the hardware.
Right.
But we take entire sites, and we put it in. It looks just like Corbett's site. If you go to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, you'll see the icon at the top right of Freedom's Phoenix. You go into there, and any one of the shows, you scroll down to the bottom of the archive shows, and you'll see the Love Bus picture there. Right above that is all the IPFS links, and I'll show you here in the break. You go in, and you go click on the IPNS static page for Corbett. His entire site is duplicated there, but it's pinned on a one or more servers,
right.
So the data's always there. So the pirate box...
Sort of like having a website on library, really.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. But IPFS has, I think, millions of nodes now. I mean, it's just ridiculous. So when you request the file, you're looking for a name, not in the location. So you say, the first 200 nodes you're connected to or something, do you guys have this name? Yeah, here it is, or no, and then it goes, each of those is 200, 200, 200, boom. The whole freaking network is queried. And when you request it, it brings that data and caches it on the fastest ping local IPFS node, so it caches it there, so the more traffic it has, the faster it goes. I'm going to show you. You click on Corbett, boom, it's faster than the World Wide Web because it's serving it from everywhere. And the more popular it is, the more
like torrenting.
It has. I'm sorry?
Like torrenting. I mean, that's similar to how library works as well. And I guess that's where I'm getting confused, except library doesn't do websites. But if it did, it sounds like that would be the essentially the same thing.
Well, I'll give you an example.
It serves up from your content from multiple sources. And
I'll give you a use case. This is how it really, it crystallized in my mind. My youngest daughter, my 12th grandchild, is in the womb, takes a picture of these 3D, oh my God, portrait. Might as well put it on the wall, and she sends it on Facebook. So now my grandchild is facial recognition before he was even freaking born.
Mm.
I go, why the hell did you do that? And they go, well, convenience. And I go, can't we have a network that a family and anybody else can access it? It's there and I'm not, serving the man?
Mm.
Yeah, well, let's do that.
More coming up. It is Fork Fest, and we're here until July the 4th. Get down here and hang out with us. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different? Introducing NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need, and essentially maintenance-free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live with Aria, Lee, and Ernie discussing the importance of decentralization. Now, this is something that we've been heavily doing at Free Talk Live, with the show now being automatically uploaded to Library. I think it's being streamed to Odyssey. Of course, we have our own Matrix server, our own Twitter clone. I never remember the name of it.
Mastodon.
Mastodon, is that it?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought Mastodon was the chat server. No, you're correct. It is Mastodon. Our own Mastodon server, our own Matrix server, which Matrix is sort of an alternative to Discord that is decentralized and it can be encrypted. All of these things are important because Free Talk Live, I'm sure if you've gone to Free Talk Live Radio's YouTube channel, there hasn't been anything there since, like, early March, mid-March.
Shocking.
Yeah, because we got two channel strikes, and a third one means that the channel gets permanently deleted, so we're just like, okay, well, let's just not stream to the channel until at least one of these strikes come off, because as soon as, you know, as soon as we start broadcasting again, we're going to get another.
Man, this is how the controls, incentives, and what you know,
Well, it's just like what you were talking about with Agora Valley, though. Like, if you're going to make it so that the incentives of being here are too strict and too difficult, like in that case it was price, in our case it's we're not allowed to talk about the things we want to talk about. If you're going to make it like that, well, guess what, we're going to go next lane over. Well,
yes, but that severely reduces our reach.
It sure does.
I want to give you a real case example. We talked about, you know, my grandson getting facial recognition. I'm like, we got to do something else. I'm not helping him. I mean, you know. And so as a practical application, while we're doing the Love Bus tour in the country, you know, it's a lot more difficult to find a good internet. Starlink thing kicked ass, you know, up here, though. That's a whole other thing. But what we do is we're working with Float, and I'm tired as a content provider having to watch spinning wheels to go on the Library to Mine, to the BitChute, to YouTube. You know, screw that crap. When they're going around taking deplatforming in the long run, and 10 years from now, you know what's it's not going to be. It has to be ours. Mm-hmm. So I'm going, okay, if I take my entire page, the show for that day, or whatever files, anything, and I load it to my IPFS node sitting there, I need the platforms to pull from me. I'm not pushing them anymore. I'm not going to sit there and watch spinning wheels. My producer wife will freaking, you know, quit and divorce and whatever. I'm tired of doing this, you know? So I go, all right, Can I take an iLoad to my and pin it to my, you know, IPFS node, and then others pin it? Well, we got a 16 terabyte blade server in Maine that goes there, and they house it too. So there's two, and then we have the Liberty Library that we put on these pirate boxes to mine and James's audience, and they do it. So it's going anyway. We've been doing this a long time, so we have a good hub. But anybody can do this. So I put it up, and then Float takes the metadata from my file. I'm not pushing it to them. They pull it. They get the title, the summary, and then the link to the hash to the file. Well, then we find out, well, we can embed on IPFS. So now we got an embed file, and then what do? They take that data, and they platform to YouTube Library Minds.
Oh,
so I'm
nice.
Only doing it one effing time. I am so sick of this. Well, then ContentSafe.co, which is Matt Raymer, has been working with, you know, the autonomy guys and Richard Grove, and he's been in on the beginning because for years we've been talking about this and so on. So he's going, yeah, I'll provide that. You just load it. I'll pin it, and then I'll propagate it, you know, for you. You don't have to do it, and you can pay me to do it for you. Well, we're setting it up to where the software does it, and Float does it.
Right.
So, I mean, there's all kinds of these different options to where I do it once to my own server sitting right there at my knees.
And then instead of having to put it in all these places, it'll pull
it
from all those places,
pulls
to Float, and then Float will put it on all the platforms that you wanted to get
to.
Yeah,
and of course, you want to work with Jeremy over at Library, and we talked about, you know, Derek and I went to Manchester a few years ago. We sat down and said, this is what we're going to be doing, and when it's time, they'll whatever. So what we have to do is just do it, demonstrate it, and Chuck Williams and Alex Martin, the CXOs over at, that's a new one, CXO, what the hell is that?
No, so now, now,
experience officer, I get to do everything, but I'm not responsible for anything.
Well, hold on, so,
I am.
So is this just a thing that you have set up for yours, or is this like part of the IPFS like software that it just does
it
that?
Allows.
Oh, it allows that.
You know,
okay.
So we did.
So yeah, so it really is a lot like torrenting, where if you want to host that data, then you can.
The difference with torrenting is because to keep it anonymous, it bounces around and gets slower, and then you have a lot of bottlenecks, and there's, you know,
gotcha.
That kind of thing for speed. And this is not, I mean, it's private.
My experience with torrent is the opposite. I get significantly faster download speeds with torrents than I do anything else because it's got, like, you know, 30 to 40 different people serving that content to you.
You know, one thing has to be a grandma adjust button for me, you know, and what happens is that you can use, you know, if you use a gateway, you know, we're doing IPFS on any browser. Now, you don't have to download something, you know.
Mm.
And then you can do it a lot of different ways. The main thing for me is that I wanted to have files that were available to any and everybody. I could format it whatever the hell I wanted, like any other web page. And it can be accessible from anywhere. And you can't carve it out of the network because it's replicated everywhere. You know, it's like a Bitcoin. It's like a blockchain.
Right.
You know, it's wherever that pen files are, you can always get them. So,
that's why decentralization is so important. And you
it's
mentioned
a philosophy
Bitcoin.
That's supported with this tech.
Yeah, the only way people can take out, you know, your website now or Bitcoin is, you know, some sort of EMP that takes out
Shut
the entire
it all down,
planet.
Man. We can
yeah.
go cucumber.
I mean, that's the only way to stop decentralization. You have to take out all of them simultaneously because any one of those nodes can completely rebuild the entire network.
Right.
They just have to have people who are willing to mirror it.
Well, it's automatic in that if you have someone that says, I am a pinner of all files from freetalklive.whatever, okay? I have the entire library on my thing. Well, those pin files are the seed, like in Tor,
right.
You know, that makes sure that it's always propagated. Well, if you have a bunch of pin files, but if it's a popular site, well, it's already replicated. It's copied in the caches of all these different places where it went through.
Right.
And then it's sharded, so you'll stitch it together. So a lot of people that are on it, if they don't pin the whole file, they're hosting a whole bunch of data. You know, they don't care. They couldn't, you know, wouldn't know anyway. So this network, when I started to see, the reason it was for Filecoin was kind of trying to, it's like MadeSafe. I was so excited about when MadeSafe came out. MAIDSafe.net. MadeSafe.net, years ago in like 2015 or something. You know, they were making these claims, and they're still working on it. I interviewed David Irvine out of Troon, Scotland, and they're still working on this. But the idea was, it was a whistleblower. It was like a WikiLeaks for everybody, to where you could store your data, you could put it out, anybody access it. It was anonymous, and it could never be deleted and whatever. So I'm going, well, that's cool, man. I'm definitely down for that. And when they put up the financing for it, it sold out in 5 hours. Millions of dollars, boom, done. Filecoin comes, and it's, I don't know, what, 300 million, about as fast. And I'm going, let me tell you what that tells me. It tells you there's a free market demand for, you know, no censorship, and I get to do what I want. And,
that's,
you know,
fact.
Well, obviously. I mean, big tech has been cracking down on people more than ever.
Yeah, that was even back then. I'm going, guys, don't you see what's coming?
Mm-hmm.
But what did the young people with content providers and everybody act? Convenience. And then they're going on 15 gadillion things, even on Free Talk Live. You know, Twitch and Discord and all that. I go, well, hell, a lot of that's freaking Amazon. I mean, you know, it's a,
yeah.
And, you know,
sure, but we also do all of that, as you do, with the click of one button. We click one button and it goes to all of those platforms. Not dependent at all. I mean, you can go to freetalklive.com, and the only way they can take that out is to get our web
host
to the platform. No, because then people can just enter the IP address. Instead of typing in freetalklive.com, they would just have to type in the IP address.
Which is a good thing to promote, because that's what Corbett was doing. He's going, look, everybody, this isn't going to be here. So on all of his files, he has the MP4 of the video, where it is on archive, mines, library. He does all this. So I'm going, yeah, that'd be cool, but then I'd have to get divorced because she wouldn't want to do all that and sit and watch the spinning wheels. And his benefit is he's in Western Japan. He's on fiber. And this is the one thing. David Friedman stopped by the Love Bus. He was a speaker. He visited for a little bit. And I go, let me tell you what's going to change. Where you have urban ideology, regardless of whether how Marxist it is, or you got Austrian, or leave me aloneist, libertarian, voluntarist, whatever, they're only the voices that you can hear from someone that has good access to the internet, especially if it's video.
Yeah.
They are in urban areas. They got, you know, because, you know, Starlink has not, you know, propagated throughout the universe yet. And you are not hearing the Jay Noons. You're not getting the people
right
out in the, you know, that, you know, don't have window. Whole rural
well,
America
sort of
flyover country
because all they have to
has
do,
a voice, then it changes.
Well, that's exactly what Free Talk Live does. They don't need internet. If they want to get their opinions heard, all they have to do is call the show. And we broadcast their opinion on terrestrial radio, on close to 200 radio stations. I mean, Free Talk Live exists specifically to provide a voice to whoever wants to express their opinions.
And that, you know, 22-and-a-half-year-old girl that's in the, you know, calling online, they heard it on a show in the hinterland of whatever, would like to do a video and express herself. That's coming.
We are, yeah. Check him out. It's Declare Your Independence with ErnestHancock.com. Is that correct?
One of them, yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us, Ernie. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free
1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.